Praise God. We have a beautiful day today.
Yeah.
A great day. Praise the Lord. I just want to praise God. I just want to give Him honor. I just want to give Him glory.
Hallelujah.
Because of everything He has done.
Yes.
Not only in my life, in all our lives.
Yes.
Within the congregation.
Yes.
Within the church.
Yes.
What He has done. How our church is getting bigger, and we are extending and keep on extending because of that tsunami that is about to come.
Yes.
And it's beginning to come. But I just praise and thank God for everyone here this day.
Amen.
Giving up football to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Giving up all of sports to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Just to be here and giving Him glory and just praising His name. I just thank God for that. We never know the time when the Lord calls us home. We never know when our time on earth is over. Some say, well, I'm not sick, so I don't have to worry about that. You don't have to be. You can be walking on the street like a 10-year-old girl did and got hit by a car in Honanau. Her time was over. You can be driving on the road like Uncle Albert, Keitha, and Auntie, just driving on the road, going to a doctor's appointment, and get hit by a car in an accident, and their time is over. We never know the time. We never know when we are being called back to be with the Father.
Yes.
So whatever time that we have here on earth, we need to use it to the best of our ability to praise Him and give Him glory.
Yeah.
To give Him honor for all He has done. I just praise Him and give Him glory this day. Thank you, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for all you have done. For your love, for your mercy, Lord. For your words, Lord Jesus, that have come to set us in order.
Yes.
To set us in line with you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We know that you're coming back soon and we need to be ready and not just be getting ready. We just give you honor this day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. The fear of the Lord. All this that goes on. All that we need to do, we need to be in the fear of the Lord. The book of Proverbs is known as a wisdom literature, as well as the book of Job, Psalms, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. The focus of these books is to instruct men in the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
In His service and worship. It teaches each and teach each and every one of us how we should worship the Lord. The book of Proverbs is a collection of teachings from Solomon. It shows a man how to live his life in a manner that is pleasing to the Lord. We all need this kind of teaching to stay in alignment with God. The verse that unlocks the power and the purpose of the book of Proverbs is chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. If we are to learn wisdom and knowledge, or gain wisdom and knowledge, it must begin by fearing the Lord. Fearing God is most vital in our Christian faith. We need to know what the fear of the Lord is all about. I believe the Lord wants to teach us what is the meaning to fear Him. He wants us, you and I, no exception. Doesn't matter who you are. You can be the pastor, you can be the bishop, you can be the highest in the church. It doesn't matter who you are. To grow in our relationship with Him and in our knowledge of Him, and why knowledge begins in the fear of the Lord. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you are. First of all, what is the definition of fear of the Lord? What is the definition? What does the phrase refer to? When we think of fear, we associate it with terror. Webster defines fear as a feeling of anxiety and defines fear as a feeling of anxiety and agitation produced by the reverence or the presence of nearness of danger, evil, pain, cancer, but most of all, stage 4 cancer. It brings fear in the heart of man. For many, it describes the feeling of fear when you see a shark in the water while you're diving. It brought fear in my heart when I used to see him as like coming around the corner and it's coming around the other side. Thank you, Jesus. Going to the doctors, a lot of people, especially children, when they are told they're going to the doctors, they don't want to go. Or a dentist. Or when your parents called you. I know when my dad used to call me, we run. We don't wait for the second call. You don't want to wait for that second call. You be there when he calls your name. When he finishes your name, you better be standing in front of him. That's how it was in those days. Yeah. when you find yourself in a time of extreme danger. But all this is not what Solomon is talking or writing about in Proverbs. In everyday language, the word fear in context in which Solomon used has been replaced with reverence, with awe, with great respect. What he is saying is that we are in deep reverence and respect for the Lord. We are to be awed and humbled by his presence. So what then does it mean to fear the Lord? When we truly fear the Lord, we recognize that he is the creator and we are the creatures.
Amen.
He is the master and we are the servants.
Amen.
He is the father and we are the children. This attitude wills us in having a respect for God. Some have no respect or have not respect God by the way they act, by the way they talk, by the way they dress, and etc. The respect in having a desire to do what he tells us to do in the Bible, in his words, we can relate to this kind of fear which a child has for his parents. If the right kind of fear is present, the child knows his parents can hurt him. If there is disobedience, when there is disobedience, you won't get hurt. If you don't listen to what your parents say, face the consequences. Something is going to happen. And it's not going to be good. But overriding or overcoming the fear, this fear, is the knowledge that disobedience hurts parents and child, and the child loves the respect and respects his parents and does not want to hurt them, to put it simply. The fear of the Lord is a deep reverence for God. A deep reverence for God that causes us to want to please him at all costs. No matter what. No matter what, we want to please him. Genuine fear for the Lord is always seen in obedience to the word of God. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and devil and evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. People who do not walk in the line with God do not fear the Lord, regardless what they profess with their lips. No matter what they say, they don't fear the Lord. They can come to church. They can come and be present in the house of the Lord and sing praises unto the Lord. But yet they don't fear the Lord. There is an element of dread at what his wrath can do. But there is also such a respect for him and for his will that nothing else matters but doing which is pleasing to God. Nothing else. Just think about fearing God. When you fear the Lord, you fear nothing else. But if you do not fear the Lord, you fear everything else. What am I saying? Can you describe your life as one that lives in the fear of God? Do you dread the wrath that could come upon you if you're disobedient unto the Lord? So many things can happen in our lives. Not being able to meet our mortgages, not being able to meet our utilities, not being able to do what we need to do, all our expenses. If we live in disobedience unto the Lord, and we don't fear the Lord, all these things will happen if you don't be obedient to Him. So again, what is the definition of the fear of the Lord? According to the book of Proverbs, the fear of the Lord will produce certain benefits in your life and mine. I see the benefits when I fear the Lord. Amen. I stand here today because of that.
Amen.
Because of my fear for Him. Not because I know what He can do, but because of what He has done in my life.
That's right. Yeah.
What He has done in my life, that's why I fear Him. Because I might lose everything that I have today. Yeah. I might lose my life because of that. When you talk of stage 4 cancer, you're talking about death. But His grace is sufficient.
Yes. Yes.
For me. His grace. Thank you, Jesus. Certain benefits in your life and mine. When we fear the Lord, we will find certain things to be true. First, Proverbs 1:7, 9:10, and 15:33. It is about the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But the fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 9:10 says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of worshiping, of wisdom and knowledge of the holy in understanding. Proverbs 15:3 says the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. The best place for us to search for the wisdom is in the fear of the Lord. True fear of the Lord is born out of knowledge of how infinity, powerful, majestic, and full of goodness God is. Before you can grow in the Lord, we must first learn to fear the Lord. It motivates people to holiness. Proverbs 3:7, be not wise in thine own eyes.
Yeah.
Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Yeah. Proverbs 16:6, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Fear of the Lord promotes holy living. The person who truly reverences and respects the Lord as he should will not do anything that brings disgrace, dishonor to the Lord. People who genuinely fear the Lord will flee from evil. Job is a great example of what the fear of the Lord will produce in your life. In Job 1:8, the fear of the Lord prolongs life. Proverbs 10:27, the fear of the Lord prolongs days, but years of the wicked shall be shortened. This is not a blank promise, because any number of things can happen. Along the road of life can take us out of here in any instant. Approximately 60% of human kindness or illness can be taken or traced directly or indirectly to fear. Sorrow, envy, guilt, hatred, or any number of emotional stress. And to that, the awful pain caused by alcohol, tobacco, immorality. We can see that a life lived in fear of the Lord with obedience to his word will result in much healthier existence. So it produces a sense of security. Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord is a strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. When we are walking in the fear of the Lord and have confidence that God is on our side, Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for me, who can be against me? Who can be against me? The person who is walking in the fear of the Lord and is living by the book will have fewer feelings of insecurity, abandonment, and fear. There will be far fewer times when salvation is doubted. The fear of the Lord produces a strong sense of security and close fellowship with the Father. It produces life. Proverbs 14:27, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. To depart from the snares of death. When we walk in the fear of the Lord, we are stronger spiritually than we could be. The fear of the Lord is like a fountain that continually springs up with spiritual vitality and strength. It is something that I've been going through, especially when on my last doctor visit, again I heard the doctor say, the medication you're on now is not doing what it should be doing. So now we're going to look for something else for you. Because of my fear for the Lord, it didn't matter to me. It didn't matter. Because I know that the Lord has promised to take care of me.
Amen.
I know that the Lord has said, if you trust in me, I will deliver you. So I cannot stop in serving this man. I cannot stop in serving our Lord.
Yes.
I cannot stop in serving the Savior.
Yes.
Because he saved me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
How can I stop? The fear of the Lord is like a fountain that's springing out within me. An encouraging thing for me, and this is for me, that I had last night. I had a dream. And in this dream, what the circumstances were, I don't know, but all I knew that people were throwing gas on me. They were throwing gasoline on me. And they tried to burn me. And they tried to kill me. But nothing happened. Because the Lord says, he's always with me.
Yes.
They could not do anything. And in my dream, I just praised the Lord. I praised him. I got up and I praised him for the encouragement that he gives me.
Yeah.
To let me know that he is always there in times when I need him.
Yeah.
He is my strength.
Yeah.
He is my strength. Yes. He keeps me going.
Yes.
That's why I cannot stop. This enables us to walk cleaner and closer. And we avoid the temptations that the evil that Satan puts before us. And by this, it makes all of life a lot better.
Amen.
Proverbs 15:6, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures therein. This is holiness. A little, if we manage it right, if we take good care of it and enjoy it in the fear of the Lord, if we keep a good conscience and go on in the way of our calling and serve God faithfully with the little we have, we will be more comfortable in the Lord. It is often that most Christians that fear God have but a little of this world. Spiritual riches is better than worldly riches.
Yeah.
See, it teaches us that it is better to have limited resources and be in the will of God.
Yes.
Then it is to have plenty and the trouble that comes with it. The bottom line here is when you are in the Lord's will and when you are walking in His fear, then your care is His responsibility. Matthew 6:25-23 and Philippians 4:19, the life filled with things and riches is a trouble-filled life. The life lived in faith and in the fear of God is literally carefree. This will produce satisfaction and safety. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord tended to life, and he that he hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited by evil. The person who lives in the fear of the Lord, in the fear of God, will be a satisfied person. They will have no goal in life but pleasing God. Therefore, they will have all their needs met. They will be happy. See, if we continue to serve God and we continue to stay in His fear, no matter what comes our way and no matter what happens in our life, He's always there to help us.
Mm-hmm.
He's always there to take care of us. There's so many things that we see in the world today that would bring us away from serving God. There's a lot of things in the world today. Like it was said, alcohol. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Tobacco. fear the Lord. All these things that you want to get rid of, drugs, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. He can bring you through all these things, no matter what. I know. He brought me through it all.
Yes.
Through it all. Without Him, I could never have done it. Throughout my life, living this past 7 years in stage 4 cancer, the fear of the Lord is my strength.
Yeah,
it helps me every day of my life. It gives me the strength to go on. A lot of times, the devil tries to get to me. He tries in many ways. He tries to tell me that I'm not going to be healed, but I am. He tells me there's no medication that can help you, but there is. He says a lot of things that has no meaning if you're in the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
If you are in God's words and you are in God's love, there's nothing out there that the devil can throw you away that can hurt you.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Be encouraged by that. Be encouraged that wherever you go, whatever you do, He's always there with you.
Amen.
And I can tell you that by experience, for all that He has done for me. I was at a point to say to Pastor Lima that I don't know if I could go on. But the Lord showed me and encouraged me.
Yeah.
He says, with me, by your side, we can do it.
Yes.
We can do it.
Yeah.
I go through many pains. I go through many things with my body. If you ever had stage 4 cancer, you know what I'm talking about. If you know, if you've been taking any of the medications that I've been taking, then you know what I'm talking about. But because of my fear for Him, He won't get the victory. I have the victory to the Lord Jesus Christ. I have the victory. There's nothing that He can do to my body that would make me to turn away from the Lord. If He cannot make me to turn away from with stage 4 cancer, there's nothing that He can use to turn me away from Him. I know a lot of things that you say will come back one day, but I stand on that promise. I stand on the promise of our living God.
Yeah.
I stand on everything that He has said. I stand on His words.
Yeah.
That He'll always be there with me. Down in the valleys, He's there. Up on a mountaintop, He's there. No matter where, He's always there. That's why when Satan tries to do something, I just laugh. I said, you have no power. Because God told me, Jesus told me by His words, He says, you know, we can go out and do all the things that he did and greater things. That's mean you have no power against me. You couldn't even defeat Jesus. How can you expect to defeat me? Because Jesus is there with me. His words gives me the encouragement to go on for him. His words just gives me the encouragement to live a life that he wants me to live. There's so much more in here that I didn't go through. But just what God wanted me to say. Just to encourage each and every one. As I've been encouraged by him.
Hallelujah.
Continue. Continue to run this race of life. There's great things at the end for you. Never give up. Never give up.
Never.
Don't give up on the Lord. That one day soon, he's coming back.
Yes.
And we all shall be with him. This is the greatest love that I have for him. My love for him, his love for me. What a better place to be. What a better place to be. Because I know I am protected by him. I know. We all should know that we are protected by him. Every one of us who's accepted the Lord, he protects you. You may not know it, but he does. He's always there for you. All you have to do is call upon him. But serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve him with all your strength. And don't listen to anything else what the Word of God tells you. And just keep on. Like they say about the train. I think I can. But for us, I know I can. I know I can get over that top.
Yes.
I know I can get there.
Yes.
Because Jesus is on my side.
Yes.
Because he stands here with me.
Yes.
He stands here and his spirit lives within me. I can get to the top.
Hallelujah.
I can get to my home. I can get to where he has said that he has gone to prepare a mansion for me.
Yes.
I just praise God. I just love him so much today. I just wanted the Lord to say what he wanted to say.
Yes.
That it is his will and his will be done. I don't know if there's, it was for someone here, but I know it was for me.
Uh-huh.
The message that ever, that always comes forth from the pulpit is always for me.
Yes.
I always look at that message, his words, for me. And when I apply it to my heart, when I apply it to my life, I feel great peace.
Yes,
amen. I feel great love from him. And that's what he wants us to do, each and every one of us. Take the word of God and apply it to your life. Take his word and apply it to your life. That's our map to the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless you all. Amen.
Amen.